Time to talk money news with Shane Oliver, Chief Economist with AMP, joins us again this morning. Good morning to you, Captain Ollie.
Good morning, Luke. Hope you're doing well.
Lots to talk about this morning. Lot to talk about. First of all, a disturbing story about the amount of retailers having to shut up shop going under. So many more retailers than ever before are now closing up because, I guess, cost of living. People aren't spending. And we talked about Godfrey's recently, but that's just Godfrey's. There are plenty of other chains, franchises, as well as individual shops that just can't cope anymore. It's sad, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, to some degree, this is a bit of a, we had a collapse in insolvencies literally around the time of the pandemic. So the numbers went down as companies were protected by various government support measures at the time, but they're certainly on the way up now. It's not just construction companies, which you've talked about on previous occasions, but now retailers are joining in there. And of course, it does reflect those pressures you referred to. A typical household these days faces pressure on costs from a whole range of fronts. It's not just rent or power, but your food bill's gone up. Obviously, if you've got a mortgage, massive increase in payments there. In some cases, yeah, people will be paying up $10,000, maybe $15,000 a year extra in mortgage payments.
Yeah.
This means less money left over, and consumers, ordinary Australians, they cut back on things they regard as non-essential. So anything that's associated with non-essential spending or upgrading your vacuum cleaner, as in the case of Godfrey's, well, you sort of put that off. Or alternatively, you say, well, I'm not going to get the top-notch item. I'll go to a discount store. Mm-hmm. So the discounters, like the Reject Shop or Kmart, they're doing pretty well. But the little stores which perhaps had the higher quality stuff in there, not always, but obviously at often higher prices, they're really struggling. And that's where a lot of these insolvencies are starting to occur.
Just let me give you an observation. When we were away on holidays, we were driving along the main road, and off to the right was what appeared to be kind of like an industrial park, an industrial section. In this industrial section, Shane Oliver, there was a huge red Salvation Army store. It looked like an airplane hangar. It was huge. Right opposite was a chemist warehouse. There was a Reject store right there. There was a McDonald's with a children's playground out the front. Interesting, isn't it?
Well, it is. All discount stores, or obviously in the case of Salvo's, charity sort of operation. But that's a sign of what's happened here.
And there were people everywhere. Because the Minister for War and Finance, Nikki, she loves Vinnie's stores and Salvo stores. She just loves looking through them. And so we actually drove around the block and went into this place, and it was packed.
It was
and it was a rainy, rainy day. It was when that big wet storm came through, and it was absolutely packed. There you are. Chemist Warehouse, Reject Store, a Salvo's, and a McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what people are doing now. You've got to still buy essentials, but you go for the discount items, or might be secondhand clothing in some cases. The other thing of which, of course, has happened is that the pandemic led to another leg up in online purchases. People who weren't doing it before suddenly were. So we went from something like 7% of total retail spending to something like 12% being online, which have then, of course, put even more pressure on retailers because those people weren't coming in the door anymore. They're just sitting at home on their computers. So that's just added to the pressure.
Shane Oliver is with us. We're looking at finance. Quickly, the ACCC is in the news again today. We were talking about them just the other day with the merger of Armaguard, and Armaguard now flailing. They're calling for tougher competition laws. My understanding is that the ACCC looks at the top 300 mergers presented to it every year, but there's about 1,500 that go through unnoticed. Is that correct?
That's right. It's something like that. So a lot of them aren't reviewed. And that, of course, the government sort of started to get concerned that we don't have enough competition in the economy. And this, again, is something we've been talking about recently. We've got that issue with Armaguard there. and of course other industries that we can think of, you know, supermarkets, airlines, dominated by just a couple of players in some cases. So that obviously can lead to higher prices. Of course, so the government's moving to a situation where the ACCC will have power to look at more mergers than is currently the case. Now, of course, there is a darker side to this. It does involve more regulation, and potentially it could involve more cost. If some mergers are knocked back, it could mean that the companies don't get the economies of scale and therefore can't cut their prices because they're not as economic as they might have otherwise been. So it does need to be done on a balanced way. We just don't just want heavy-handed regulation, which takes longer to determine an outcome and therefore makes it much harder for a couple of companies that might be struggling to merge and get onto a sounder footing.
I tell you what, I do want to talk to you about. It's another topic that needs its own segment, and that is the Foreign Investment Review Board and how that works. And maybe we can do that another day. Can we do that?
That sounds like a good one because that's an important one, particularly when it comes to a whole bunch of things, but also affects the property market
Not only the
in
property
Australia.
market, but our farms.
That's right.
We'll talk about that another day. Shane Oliver, what happened to the markets yesterday?
Look, another reasonable day on our market. Aussie market up 24 points for the ASX 200, so about 7,850 on the index, about 0.5%, 0.3% gain. Materials were part of that. BHP was the biggest contributor, but gains also in health stocks and property stocks. But financials, IT, and energy stocks all went backwards. So it wasn't everything being up. But generally speaking, we seem to be grinding back towards those record highs we had a couple of weeks back. And the Aussie dollar also a little bit stronger, pushing a little bit further above that 66 cent level.
Shane Oliver, always good to talk to you. Thank you for that. You have a fiscally successful day.
Thank you, Luke. I'll certainly try and do that, and I hope you do too.
Cha-ching.